Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, and I am excited about the show today. I have some wonderful information that I'm going to be bringing to you, something that is going to be life-changing. Anybody want their life changed today? Well, we all want to live better, happier, more prosperous, and we just want to be fulfilled. And that's kind of where I started out this journey with self-improvement, personal empowerment, self-empowerment, was because I just wanted to feel fulfilled. I had lived many years, just to share a little bit of my testimony, I had lived many, many years living what I call just an unfulfilled life. Yes, I was involved with doing lots of things, but they were all unfulfilling. And at that time, I had a brief moment or two where I did something that was fulfilling, but it was just that, a brief moment or two. And I did that for years, 10, 15, 20 years, until I got into my 30s. And it's just one day, it's like I just got sick and tired of living this unfulfilled life. And then I got to see a glimpse of my future. You know, it's like when you hear those people who get in a bad car accident, or they get in a plane crash or a boat crash or something, and they say they see their life flash before them. Well, that's what I had at that age. I was about 32, and I had this flash of life before me, a flash of my future. And really, I was terrified. It scared me. I'm not sure if it was a dream. I'm not sure if I was awake. But I had it none the same. I had this vision of my future, and it just looked bleak. It looked pitiful, and it was unfulfilled. And I woke up. It was like, and you know, in what I was visioning, it was like I was in maybe my 60s. And at this time, I'm only 32, so just half of that. And I, you know, looked, and what I could see was nothing. I could see that I was unhappy, and I could see that, you know, for my life on that earth, those 60 years, I really didn't have anything positive and, you know, successful to show for it. And, you know, going to work every day, coming home watching television, or going to work every day, getting off work, you know, going to the nearest bar or happy hour, and then after 20 so plus more years, you know, what was all of that going to be worth? What could I trade that in for? What kind of an investment was I making in my own future? And that's when the incredible thing happened, this that I decided to turn it around and to do something different. And so for me, that incredible thing to turn around and do different was to go back to school. And for other people, it may be to start their business. For others, it's to get married and start a family. Whatever it is, that's your choice. But I would advise you, or should I say make a suggestion to you, that you make it something. So that's how I got started on this self-help, self-empowerment journey. And so for me, that journey included education and included going back to college, you know, starting with that one class and just, you know, starting right there. You know, for some people, it's just so hard for people to get finished with certain projects and certain goals and certain dreams that they have for themselves. But what you really need to look at is that, are you getting started? You know, it's one thing to sit back and have, you know, a lot of nice, wonderful dreams and goals. That's wonderful. I did that for a long time. That's great. You know, that's great because you have to have a goal. You have to have dreams. But you have to also get started. You have to make that first step. And sometimes the first step is very hard. I found that the first step could be very hard. And I'm sure that other people listening, you might find the first step hard. However, it could be hard because it just seems so small. It seems like, you know, you got a 1,000-step journey ahead of you and you take one step, you know, it just seems like, you know, why am I doing this? What is this? It's not going to net me anything. I'm not going to get anything back out of it. But I can guarantee you, if you take the one step and then do the next thing with it, which is to take three more steps, then you will see how your life is actually changing right before your very eyes. And what will happen is, what should happen after that, is that you should begin to get very, very excited about taking those steps. And as the excitement builds, your energy level is building. You know, you get a lot more energy when you're excited and enthusiastic. I find that a lot of people who are always worn out, and, you know, these are people who are down in the dumps most of the time. We used to say down in the dumps. I don't know if that's still something to say, but, you know, people, or maybe they just say straight out depressed. People are depressed and stressed. If you do that a lot, you're going to be down in the dumps, and you're going to have a loss of energy. But I keep my energy level high because I keep my enthusiasm high. But how can you be enthusiastic about a life that you're just not happy with? I mean, some people, they love their jobs. Like, say, for instance, there are different ways people are, you know, can be enthusiastic. Some people, they love their job, but their relationship, their personal relationship with that significant other is horrible. So, therefore, that can, you know, be a drag on them. Some people have a wonderful relationship, great career, but their finances are horrible. Their finances are draining their energy. And that's a place where I was at. So you want to have, you know, all the prongs in your life. It's like those spokes on a wheel. You want to have the relationship with your family members, relationship with your significant others, your finances, career, your health, you want to your recreation, you want to have all of those working properly and working up to their highest potential. And the other thing I've learned too along this journey to personal development is that if we can concentrate on fixing one spoke at a time, you know, building up that spoke, there are overlaps in our lives. So as I'm building on one spoke, the result of the outcome of building up that spoke will overlap into one of the other spokes. Like for me, my relationship spoke, once that began to be on track, what started happening, I started feeling more comfortable in deciding that I wanted to become an author, for instance. I wanted to write a book, and now starting another company where I am a distributor for a wonderful product that brings you health, nutritional value, and also it does bring instant gratification because we have a garment called the Body Shaper, and once we put it on, and you can see right away your body going back to the shape that it was when you were 22. Or maybe your body goes to a shape that it never was before. That's even a greater transition and transformation. And women are just loving this garment. And there are some men that enjoy it as well. There's a garment they have for men. But I'll have to do another show on that. But for sure, catch me back in a couple of weeks, and I'll be doing some shows on that, on this new product through the company Artist. But you're more than welcome to go to my website, artistlife.com/financial strategies unlimited, and that's a whole other story about the financial freedom that I'm now walking in at this age and stage of my life. And sometimes when I ask God, I said, God, why did you let me experience financial freedom so late in life? And he said, well, I want to show other people that you're never too old, that it's never too late. As long as you're on this earth, you have the opportunities to be a huge success, like what I like to say. Your life will explode. And I want to really talk to people that want your lives to explode. And let me tell you what I'm talking about when I say explode. Now, today, we're talking today, the show I've been doing last week, today and also next Wednesday morning at the same time, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about steps to releasing your inner power. And that's those 8 steps are coming from my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies to Becoming Who You Really Are. Now, for me, becoming who I really am means that I have to be all that Lilisa was created to be. In other words, I have to absolutely, unequivocally live out my true potential or my true purpose for being on the earth. And that means in my personal relationships, in my career, in my in activities that I do, places that I go, things that I see, books that I read, music that I listen to, people that I talk with and share with, I have to live in all of these categories to the fullest. I have to help other people. See, I don't have a choice. Not a choice. I don't wake up and say, oh, I wonder if I want to help somebody today. No, I was born to help people. That's what I was put on the earth to do from day one. Day one. It wasn't one day I woke up and decided, oh, you know what? I'm rich. Let me help people. You know, I have all this money. Let me now help people. No, I was put here to help people. You were put here to help people. Now, what do we help people with? We help people with what we've overcome. So sometimes people are searching and searching and searching. How can I help people? How can I help people? I don't know how to help people. I don't know what to do. Let me help you by helping others. Let me help you to find out how you can help others. Two key things you can look at. Two key things. Well, let's look at two, maybe possibly three things that you need to look at if you really want to know what were you created to do to help someone else. Number one, you look at your experiences. What are your experiences from as early as you can remember? What things did you have? What things were you challenged with as a child? And what things did you have to overcome? Okay. Then you look at your education, what you've learned. What have you learned? Maybe you've learned a particular skill, or you've learned some type of training, or you've had something that you've learned that other people don't quite know how to do, and you can show them. So we have our experiences, and then we have things that we have learned from our lives and what we've gotten out of it. So the things we've overcome, the things that we've learned, because some things you didn't go through it, maybe not necessarily, but you've seen some other people go through it, so you still have that experience, you have that learning. And then the third thing is, what have you gone to school to learn how to do? Some people, like I say, for a doctor, after they go to med school, they know what they're going to do. They know how they're going to help people. A lawyer, after they go to law school, they're very clear on how they're going to help people. They're going to help people in the courtroom. They're going to help people get, you know, go through their trials and things like that. If a person becomes a preacher, and they already know how they're going to help people. So you have to learn how to look over your life and see what you know how to do. For me, I had to overcome being molested. That, you know, I had to learn how to overcome guilt and shame. I also had to learn how to overcome a lot of pain. So that's why I'm able to really talk with people that have really been through some painful situations, and I'm able to speak to them, you know, calmly about their situation and actually give them some direction and pointers, because I'm already on the other side and I know that they're going to get to the other side too. I've also been a person who was very loose and careless with my life and my reputation. I ended up a prostitute, and therefore I had to overcome a lot of stigma and shame at that point as well. Again, I overcame that. I can tell other people who are going through some very shameful things that, you know, bring a lot of stigma with it, and I can help them. So this is what I'm talking about. You look at your life, look at what you've been through, look at what you've overcome, look at your experiences. Now, let me give you an example of an experience that I had that I can use to do help others. And when I was 23, I decided to go into the military. What an experience. I'll never forget it. Things like that. And then going to college, you know, being a high school dropout, that was an experience. Overcoming that, going back to school, getting that GED. Some people are still waiting to do that. You still have that to do. I encourage you, go get it done. You will be excited when you do it. So anyway, this is the Coach LaLisa Show, and I just want to take a little break just to welcome you to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Joe, glad you could make it to the show today and excited about that. And the other thing that, you know, we really want people to know that whatever it is that you desire, understand this, when you desire something, if you would just believe it in your own heart, in your own mind, you know, you don't have to get cosigns from your five, you know, best friends or your, you know, eight levels of family members. You don't have to do that. If you can desire it deep in your own heart, if you can, you know, dream it, picture it, visualize it, you've got the first step. That's just the first step. But the key step is taking action. You can desire something all you want. It'll never come to you. You can have as many dreams as you want. You can get the finest interpreters there are out there. It won't mean a thing if you can't do it. So releasing your inner power teaches you how to not only have the dream, have the desire, but how to tap into it and how to release it so that you can come on this side of total fulfillment, living happy, excited, have your life exploding, traveling, seeing things you never thought you would see in your life, doing things that you never thought you would do before. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to write a movie. I heard someone say that this is the finest hour in movie history. Never before has it been so lucrative and available to people to write books, to make a movie, to produce your own music, a CD, technology. There are so many people now. I know people now, right now, who are starting their own technological programs, creating them from scratch. And these aren't people who were, you know, MIS majors. These aren't people who, you know COBOL and Fortran and all those things. These are individuals who, because of things that are being made available to us through technology and through networking, the networking alone is valuable. So nobody has excuse today. Everyone is without excuse. Now, I will say this. I must caution you. A lot of what we do in order to become a success in life, it does take the help of other people. And so, therefore, we have to make sure that we're networking and building those awesome, powerful relationships. Because most of this stuff you cannot do on your own. Even when it comes to school, you know, when I went back to school and I started working on my associate degree right down there at the County College in Newark, New Jersey, and I continued, and then I went back and got a bachelor's degree in political science, and that wasn't enough. I said, well, if I did that, maybe I can do something else. Then I went and I signed up for the MBA program, a Master's of Business Administration, with 64 credits looking me in the face, and I'm like, wow, and I just finished 120 credits with the bachelor's degree. And I said, whoa, what am I going to do? So I did, but you got to take that first step. But here's the key. Once you take that first step, you got to get people to help you. So I talked to my mother and other people that I knew, or, you know, I felt their education was, you know, at a much greater place than I was. And these are people that I talk to on a daily basis. I stayed away from people who was not in school and who didn't care about education. You know, you can tell when people care about things. They'll just say, you know, they'll be negative. That's a very easy way to put it. People who are negative about things, you want to stay away from them, you know. It's almost like that McFadden and Whitehead song years ago, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And one of the lines in the song said, we're leaving the negative people way behind. I mean, far, far behind. You know, as a coach, you know, I have to really help people. If you want to be a success, hear this loud and clear. Hear it loud and clear because it's a critical factor. It's a critical factor to your huge success. You have to leave negative people way behind. And that means family members, coworkers, superiors, whoever. With family members, though, you have to be very careful, especially if it's your spouse. You're not going to just up and leave your spouse because he or she is negative. But what you're going to do is you have to learn and develop a second ear. So one ear you give them, and you only listen to the negative things they say, and that's it. But everything else you're doing for your success, you use your second ear, and you listen to only the positive and the positive people. And anytime you're working on a project, never listen to what the negative person is saying. Now, you do have to kind of understand the differences between negative and, you know, negativity and constructive criticism. There's a difference. A constructive criticism is where a person is trying to help you see something that you can't see for yourself. You know, they talk about that Johari window. That's a psychological term where it's a part of us that we don't know about ourselves because we're somewhat blind to it. And there's some parts of us that we do know very well, and then there's parts of us that other people know, but we don't know. And then they can share that. So make sure you know the difference and you're, you know, utilizing that. But what I want you to do, if you want to learn more about how to explode, let your life just explode. I'm talking about really be excited and fulfilled. Travel. Do what your heart desires. Have the kind of friends that you just always dreamed about having. Go to places that you just, you know, said, oh, if I could just go there. In other words, what I tell people in my seminars is that what would you do if money, race, and your sexual orientation was not an issue? Then tell me your dream. Then tell me your goals and ideas. Pretend that money is no issue at all. Because most of the stuff we want to do, we say, I don't have enough money. Or for some people, we say, well, I'm not the right race. I'm not the right nationality to do that. Or I'm not the right sexual orientation. Women don't do this. Men don't do that. So you got to take those are barriers. And you got to just remove those barriers for a while. And let's develop the dream. And that's what I teach people how to do and show people how to do. I help people develop their dreams and their goals and their missions, and then I work with them to bring it about. So I want you to come out on July the 11th. If you're at all anywhere near the New Jersey area, you want to come out to the Wyndham Hotel. It's the Wyndham Garden Hotel. It's on Routes 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey, about 2 miles from the Newark Airport. It's actually on the other side of the highway. I will be there doing a presentation. We have 10 to 12 women that we're honoring, and we're calling these women of power because they all have released their power and they're exploding. And we're calling this a Mega Saturday. You want to be there. You don't want to miss it. The networking will be phenomenal. We have gifts to give out. We have prizes to give out. People are buying the tickets. The tickets are going fast. Please go online and get your tickets today. The event is this Saturday, July the 11th, and you don't want to miss it. It's in the morning, 9 a.m., 1 p.m. We're going to get you in, get you out. You'll still have time to go get your hair and nails done and all the wonderful things we do. Now, listen to this. The registration is only $25, and when you buy one ticket, you'll get one free. So, essentially, you and a friend, a partner, anyone that you know can come in for $12.50. You can't beat this anywhere and not to the level of empowerment that you're going to experience that day. You're going to experience greatness on that day. When? Saturday, July the 11th. You have, what, 4 days left. Get your tickets. You can pay at the door. We will gladly serve you. Go online, write this down. Go online to www.brownpapertickets with an S, facebook.com/event, E-V-E-N-T, / 71681. I'll repeat that. It's brownpapertickets.com/event/71681. Now, you want to be there on Saturday? I want to meet you. Let me know you heard it on Blog Talk Radio, Coach Lalisa's show. And if you have business cards, resumes, whatever you have, we've invited professional people. We have lay people coming. We have all kinds of people coming to that hotel. It's going to be awesome. You just don't even understand how powerful this event is going to be. I've been working on an event like this for the past 7 years. And so I'm letting my power explode. My life is exploding, and you're going to see it exploding on that day. So you definitely, definitely want to be there. I'll be there. We're going to have prizes. We're going to be giving away door prizes. We have empowerment awards. There's going to be fun. There's going to be a brunch and many, 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 many more things. So you definitely want to get there. It starts at 9. Please, 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 I beg you to be on time. We're going to start on time. You don't want to miss any of this. You don't want to miss a thing. We have free coupons we're going to be giving out to the bookstore, Jersey Garden Mall. Just want to let you know I will be doing a book signing there, Jersey Garden Mall, right behind the Newark Airport on July the 25th. I'll have my book, Release Your Power. You can get the book for yourself. Read this book. Let it change your life. Become all that you're supposed to become. And we are going to be going over some of the chapters out of the book. You will be able to purchase the book at this. And I want to help you. I want to help you just really over-exceed whatever you thought you could do in life. And let's help other people. There are so, oh my God, we are so poised to just really blow this thing out the water. You know, and let me just close on this note. Let me just talk about Michael Jackson for a moment. God bless him. The memorial service. God bless his family, his children, all of his fans and friends. God bless each and every one of us. But let me tell you something that his life spoke to me in a major way. Michael released his power. He exploded his life. He took a life that was poor, that didn't have nothing. And he and his family members, remember I talked about that help, those people that help you. They exploded, and he exploded because he went far beyond any of them. I don't think anyone in his family would ever have a funeral that was as grand as his. I don't think there's anybody, nobody out here has had one that grand. They said even the Pope barely had one that grand. And I know the Pope did not have what he shares because even the people that like the Pope like Michael, not the other way around. Michael was amazing. But one thing I learned about Michael's life, he released his power. He exploded. In other words, he utilized every gift and talent he had been given, and he even created a few more. And that's what we're talking about. That's why you got to get this book. That's why you got to attend this event. We'll be coming to a city near you, but we're going to get this done because you have been positioned for this. That's why you're listening to this call. So we thank you. It's been a great show. Definitely make sure you're back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to continue to talk about releasing your power. Actually, I'm going to have some people come online, share their experiences from the upcoming Release Your Inner Power Conference. And so you have a blessed day. You have a wonderful week. Thank God, for he did everything for you. It's just got to walk into it. Until next week, this has been Coach Lalisa. And remember, never, and I mean never, let your disaster be your destiny. Take care and God bless.